This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that rare earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defence applications. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. This has paved the way for staging the event second time as New Delhi hosted the game in 2010. The decision also bolstered country's ambition to be an Olympic host in 2036. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying, "It is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map." He said that India is looking forward to welcoming the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said, "India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination." The Prime Minister said that India views those who invest in the country not merely as investors, but as co-creators.
पहला हमने अर्थव्यवस्था के दरवाजे खोले, दूसरा हमने अपनी फंडामेंटल्स को और मजबूत किया, तीसरा हमने बिजनेस को आसान बनाया। साथियों, आज अधिकांश सेक्टर्स में 100% एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से संभव है। डिफेंस जैसे सेक्टर जहां पहले प्राइवेट सेक्टर को जगह नहीं थी, वहां भी 74% तक एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से खोल दिया गया है।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू हैज सेड दैट कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया इज कंट्रीज नेशनल एथिक एंड फॉलोइंग इट्स प्रोविजंस इज एवरीवन्स ड्यूटी. The President said this while addressing the Constitution Day celebrations organized by the Supreme Court in New Delhi yesterday. The President said that Constitution is the source of unity in diversity. She observed that despite being a legislative document, the Indian Constitution became a reference book for the people through public participation and widespread representation. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, "Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality." A Delhi court has sent Soyab, the seventh accused in the National Red Fort blast, to 10 days custody of National Investigation Agency NIA. He was arrested in Faridabad by the investigating agency. Soyab was presented before the Patiala House Court yesterday, which sent him to NIA custody. The court also extended the custody of another suspect, Amir Rashid Ali, by 7 days. According to the NIA, investigations have revealed that Soyab had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places of Punjab and fog at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh today. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javakhir Sindorov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpora, Goa, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.